This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to his mouth and a red flag.
SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, on a beautiful Wednesday in East Tennessee, 2 minutes past the top of the hour. We'll have on three guests today, and we'll talk SEC spring meetings, Tennessee football as always, Tennessee basketball with Admiral Schofield coming back, announcing officially that he is returning for a senior year. So tons to discuss today. And man, pumped about SEC spring meetings.
We're also going to have a whole segment on how Pusha T ruined Drake's life.
Boy, he did.
Do our listeners, I don't know the demographics of our listeners. How many folks will understand when I say that?
Very few.
Tweet us and tell me if you know what I mean when I say that.
But you know Drake is going to clap back.
Oh, gee, he has to, or else he's.
He don't have anything to say.
I mean, my goodness, man.
It's over. So
he's got some things he can pull out.
Like a Jerry Springer episode. Love child outed.
Drake is my number two favorite rapper behind Kendrick. So I will go. I will play defense. Yeah, I have heard it. He took a big old fat L. He did.
Okay, one.
But I will say it's not over yet.
There's no coming back from that one, man.
No, you never know.
I'm excited. We got a real rap beef. It's been a long time since we've had a real rap beef and some battles back and forth. Some disses. You know, you had your Biggie, your Tupac, you had Jay-Z, your Nas. It's been a while since we've had some real. Excuse me, battles. And what Pusha T did to Drake yesterday. I'm sorry, Drake doesn't have I don't know how Drake's going to come back. 8 Mile, when B Rabbit went first and ripped on himself and then went personal on Papa Doc, talked about how Clarence go to a really good school and Clarence's parents is all whatever he said. Papa Doc couldn't return. The beef. He could return the diss because Eminem had went so personal on Papa Doc. It was nothing else to say. That's what happened with Pusha T last night. He went so personal, calling out Drake's daddy and his mama, how his daddy left him at the age of 5, how his mama's lonely, and then called out Drake for getting a adult film star pregnant and not being there for a son.
Allegedly.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Oh, it's over. It's over, man.
Allegedly.
He had the kid's name in the rap. I mean, it was just.
He named the song after the kid. And they had a picture of Drake wearing blackface when he used to act. It's over, man.
It's not over. It's not over until so the fat bad. Lady sing and the fat lady has not sung.
Bro, it's over.
In my opinion.
It's over. It's over.
In my opinion, the craziest thing on the internet yesterday was this whole situation with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Woo!
President Brian Colangelo.
Woo!
Having 5 fake Twitter accounts, and amongst those 5 fake Twitter accounts, trashing players and coaches and GMs and
but here's
putting out medical records, essentially.
Here's the funniest thing out of all of that. It's absolutely crazy. Sports are awesome. I love when stories like that come out. And guys like Adrian War, how do you say his name?
Wojnarowski.
We're just dropping bombs about it last night. Basically, if it's not true, I would be extremely shocked.
Although I think it is true.
Michelangelo himself says it's not. But of course he has to say that.
Of course he's going
to
say that.
I'm sorry, man. I read the article.
If you read the article, it's kind of hard not to believe it.
Hard not to believe it.
But the thing is this. A bunch of pro organizations and college, I would say specifically basketball and football, do the same stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Folks at the top do the same stuff, man.
But here's the thing. It is 100% smart to have kind of like fake Twitter accounts laying in the weeds. To monitor your players, monitor who you're recruiting, monitor team personnel. You can have that. But don't tweet from it.
Yeah. There was a couple under Butch that were sort of like parody accounts that I knew of that were sort of understood to be something like that. They didn't criticize the team. They basically kind of like worked for the team more or less. But that was never fully confirmed to me, and that was just like a suspicion, like, oh, you know, that person is probably, you know, it was kind of rumors like that. But I mean, I would guarantee every organization everywhere that does things at a big level in sports has probably not things this bad where the GM is going out and criticizing players on Twitter with really like behind the scenes personal stuff.
Not a good look,
but you got some burner Twitter accounts. I don't think there's any denying that.
I think it's Sam Hinkie too, because in the article there's a section where he talks about the source, and the source says that explained that they worked in artificial intelligence, and then later on in the article it's talking about Sam Hinkie and how he has gotten into working in artificial intelligence. So I think it's Sam Hinkie trying to clap back at him, because Colangelo has been a drug before.
For the uninitiated, Sam Hinkie, the previous general manager of the 76ers, who's Colangelo took over for.
Just a poop show.
But tons of fun.
And then, of course, you have Darren Kirkland Jr. coming back to Tennessee.
Yesterday was nuts, man.
It was nuts. Sports are amazing. The playoffs games have sucked in the NBA, but they have the best storylines.
Playoffs.
Regardless. Like, yeah, we got back to Cavs-Warriors, but could we have predicted how we were going to get back to Cavs-Warriors? So, yesterday was a crazy day in the sports world. You had Nick Saban talking out of both sides of his mouth at the SEC spring meetings.
The thing about Nick Saban, and that's what we're going to get to first, is SEC spring meetings, is how I really look at any coach that doesn't wear orange. If Nick Saban was our coach, would I like him? Yeah. If Will Muschamp was Tennessee coach, would I like him? Absolutely, I probably would love him.
I would too.
Because remember when Will Muschamp beat Tennessee when he was with Florida and the crowd was booing him? And he dropped some shade right there in the middle of the interview. Man, that was freaking awesome.
That's what I want my coach to do.
Yeah, like if Will Muschamp was my coach and did to another school, I would love that. We just don't like him because he did that to us, which is understandable. Nick Saban, he's so hypocritical. Like, I don't get upset. I don't get mad. I don't dislike him. I actually like him, to be honest.
I don't.
As a college football fan who used to be a player that the type of player that he would recruit and coach up and stuff like that, I actually respect what he's done for his players, putting him in position to play at the next level, helping them be successful on the football field. I respect that part of it.
This crap that he's pulling lately is
he is hypocritical.
Terrible, man.
He's very hypocritical. Let me finish. He's very hypocritical. Once again, when it comes to the grad transfers, he's done this before when it came to no huddle offense and things like that. But he's very hypocritical on this because he's trying to pretend like he can't influence a decision. He can't let Brandon Kennedy go within the conference. He's relying on the SEC rule. When not too long ago, he was complaining about something, trying to get the rule changed. Well, Muschamp talked about the rule and talked about how it would be free agency if you just allow anyone to transfer inside the conference, which I agree with to a certain extent. But someone who has graduated should be able to go wherever they want. But Nick Saban think he's slick.
But did you see this garbage yesterday on Feinbaum? That's terrible in itself, the grad transfer stuff. I mean, that's infuriating. Then yesterday on Feinbaum, Saban comes on and he says, "My issue with the playoff is that you lose late in the season and it has a much greater impact than if you lose early in the season." What? You lost the final game of the season, then got to sit out of the SEC championship game, didn't have to play that extra game, and it still got into the playoff. Shut your mouth, Nick Saban.
I agree with him.
Yeah, but it doesn't apply to him.
It does not apply to him.
Four of his championships have been losses early, late in the season.
He's benefited from losing late in the season and then making the national championship three different times.
Yes, he has. It doesn't apply
to him.
Shut
up with this, Nick Saban.
But I understand what he's saying.
You don't get to say this.
Because the same thing applies in NCAA basketball. Unfortunately, what they do later in the season impacts their resume more than what they do at the beginning of the season. They receive more grace for starting the year off slow than collapsing at the end of the season. And I think that's kind of what he was getting at because we live in a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately society. The beginning of the season doesn't really take into account when we get to the end of the season because so much has happened since then. So I think that's what he was trying to get at, but it just does not apply to them because
why is he pretending like he's trying to speak up for people that don't have a voice or trying to speak
exactly.
up
exactly,
bro?
I don't know.
Nick Saban has proven it's about his team, about what he cares about, what benefits him the most. He's just BSing. He's just talking out of both sides of his neck, what Vol Nation would say. That's all he's doing. Bro, you don't care about any other team.
No.
Because if you did, you would let Brandon Kennedy go where you wanted to go. You don't care about anybody but your own interest, your own school. Again, this is why you came up with this fake argument that it's dangerous to have the no-huddle offense. Dude, it's dangerous when you run a power offense all day long and there's 22 guys on a pallet after every play laying on each other. That's more dangerous than the no-huddle offense. You know how you can prepare for the no-huddle offense? Train during the summer. Run. Be in better condition. That's how you can be prepared. And it's actually more safe when you have two or three guys in space rather than having 22 guys piled up in one space in the trenches. So Nick Saban, he's just a BSer. And Alabama fans, don't be the blind bammers that some of y'all can be. Admit that your coach is a BSer and embrace it. Embrace that you have the best coach in college football history, but he's just a hypocrite. Just embrace that. Don't try to defend what Nick Saban has been saying over the last couple of years because now you will sound silly. Don't do that. We've done that with Butch when Butch said something silly, and some of our fans were like, "Well, I mean, you know, he is right. Oh, five-star heart is important, you know. And I kind of see what he's saying, you know, five-star heart, and the only heart that matters is the one in his chest. You know, I kind of get it. Yeah, I'm on board. But don't do that, 'cause you look silly, Bama fans." Just understand that your coach is full of it. He's full of it. That's what he is. You lose to Auburn a couple times. You lose late in the season. You still go to the championship. You win the championship. But you're up there complaining about the system.
He was benefiting
what
from this about? In 2011. Lost to LSU at the end of the year. Still made the national championship game.
What are you talking about, Nick Saban?
Obviously, last year, lost Auburn, final game of the season. Ugh.
Hey,
and then add on to that the grad transfer stuff, which is infuriating in itself.
Hey, Greg. I'm gonna say that I can't do anything. Just back me up on this, man. You know, just say that it's in your hands. All right.
What you talking about?
Okay, yeah. I'll put it on Greg.
Yeah.
So I don't have to take any responsibility. I just put it on Greg. Yeah, I just put it on Greg. Why is it up to me to make this decision? They should just change the rule. Yeah, I think they should change the rule. So now he looks good saying he thinks they should change the rule, and Greg Sankey just won't change the rule. Like, no one's stupid here. We know what's going on. That's why, again, Brandon Kennedy needs to go public. He's not creating enough drama. He's not stirring up enough dust. He act like he doesn't want to go anywhere. Have you seen any sit-downs? Have we seen any sit-downs on ESPN?
Nope.
Any 30 for 30s? E60s on Brandon Kennedy yet? Have we seen him on Outside the Lines with Bob Levy? Bob Levy! Brandon Kennedy needs to talk to you. He needs to be on Outside the Lines. Brandon Kennedy acts like he wants to stay at Alabama, or he wants to go to Oregon or Nebraska or UMass or something. He's not acting like he wants to stay in the SEC. He's not kicking up enough dust. Get on Ellen or something. Something, Brandon Kennedy. You're just sitting there, man. Call Maurice Smith. He'll tell you how to do it. Swain Event, Fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in. They care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerrica Steele a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine light.
Ben is about to be suspended from bumper music.
You know what's amazing, today? Though? Well, first off, time out. Because you have admitted, Fred White has admitted that they could bump Summertime anytime they wanted.
This is a good song.
And also, here's the beautiful thing about Will Smith today is that he's been back in the lab making new music.
Dude,
have you seen this?
Yes, I have. Stop, Will. Stop.
It was beautiful.
I thought it was actually...
Stop. No.
As far as Will Smith music goes, which you have to take it with a grain of salt because it's Will Smith.
No, it's beautiful music.
I call Will Smith, it's dad rap, you know?
Exactly.
Where it's like, you can listen to it with your parents around. But as far as Will Smith, I was like, this isn't too bad. It was catchy, you know? But like I said, it's as far as Will Smith rap goes.
I have no problem with Summertime. Here's my problem, Ben. So, when I first started doing radio, we had Gentlemen. They used to produce. He wasn't much of a hip-hop connoisseur. And I don't really care about the bumper music that much to tell you what to play. I've never done that. My focus has been more on the content of the show. But he would ask me, hey, what type of music you like? I said, well, I like hip-hop. You know, I like rock. I like pretty much anything except boring country, to be honest. Jazz, whatever. And so he would play Tupac, California Love.
Every single time?
At least once a day. And it ruined the song for me where I couldn't even listen to it because that's all he would play. And Ben, I don't want Summertime. Will Smith to be the same way. I love the song.
That's the first time I've played it since Fred has been here.
You've played it a few times, and I just don't want to get to that status. That's all I'm saying.
I got you.
I have no problem.
I'm with you.
I have no problem with Will Smith. I like Will Smith.
No, you hate Will Smith.
No, I do not hate Will Smith.
You hate that man.
No, I love Will Smith.
No, let me you need to rephrase. You love actor Will Smith. You hate singer Will Smith.
That's not true. That's not true. Because before Will Smith was an actor, he was a dang good rapper. This is why he made Summertime. It was when he started making movies, and then he started coming out with Miami and some other stuff. And it was a little corny.
Beautiful song.
Now, Two of Us is one of my favorite. You know, a song about him and his son. That's an all-time classic. I love it. But, you know, he was making dad rap. I'm not a big fan of dad rap. I'm not a big fan of it.
Fair enough.
Let's also be clear. Summertime is not by Will Smith. It is by DJ Jazzy Jeff. And the Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Well,
clarify.
Will Smith is Fresh Prince.
So. That's true.
Yeah, so it is about Will Smith because he is the Fresh Prince. The story about how he got that TV show is pretty dang awesome. I would look it up if you're listening. That's a really cool story. He like inked the deal like one night with Quincy Jones. It was a really, really cool story. But anyways, back to Nick Saban. Big hypocrite. Again, I kind of like Nick Saban, to be honest, for other reasons than most. But
I would say I respect Nick Saban. I do not like Nick Saban. I mean, I just genuinely, it seems like at times he can be a normal person, and like it almost behind the scenes, maybe at some points he's actually like pleasant to be around. But in no way in public does he ever put that on display. So I just have to go off of what I know is part of Nick Saban. And I don't like who he is in his public persona. I mean, I just don't.
I understand.
Like we've been talking about, he's hypocritical and just, you know, he said, talks out of both sides of his neck. Like, there's that element. But, of course, as a football coach, I mean, I got to respect him. He's the best in the game, is what it is. But I don't gotta like him. I'll say that much. Yeah. This stuff genuinely, when I see it, it makes me mad. Specifically the grad transfer stuff. Anything that's unfair to these kids just gets me going.
Yeah. The only reason I like Nick Saban is because he helps recruits and student athletes reach their dream more than any other coach in college football. That's the only reason I like Nick Saban. I respect that. I respect the heck out of that. He's helped change more families than any other coach. Now, as a Tennessee fan, of course I don't like Nick Saban. He's been smashing us for the last 10 years, all right? And all this stuff is very, very hypocritical. I'm not a big fan of that. Nick Saban thinks he's fooling folks. Like, he gets not. And Brandon Kennedy, like, I'm not kidding here. If he wants to transfer out, he's going to have to kick up more dust. He's going to have to make a diss track or something about Nick Saban. Like, he has to do something. Because sitting
there. You should call Pusha T.
Something. Like, because sitting there just hoping that Nick Saban is going to be gracious enough to let you transfer to Tennessee, it's not going to happen. Great job by Trey Wallace. He talked to Maurice Smith. A whole article broke it down. It like really makes you not like Nick Saban even more if you don't like him now when you read that article from Trey Wallace there at the Read Optional, where he sat down Maurice Smith. Maurice Smith is a former Alabama player that ended up transferring to Georgia, had to appeal a decision that initially was that denied him the opportunity to go to Georgia, and they had to make a big fuss about it. It was ugly. It made Alabama look really, really bad to the point where Alabama was like, it's not worth the bad PR. That's what you have to do if you're Brandon Kennedy.
You know, Alabama gets bad PR every summer for one thing or another.
They do.
I mean, it was the Cam Robinson situation and the way Nick Saban handled that. The Maurice Smith situation. Now it's the Brandon Kennedy situation. I mean, it's just one thing after another with Nick Saban. A couple years ago, it was the playoffs. He was against the playoffs, if I remember correctly. He was against the whole injury situation and the spread offenses all that jazz. It's just one thing after the next for Nick Saban.
I like this suggestion from Natural on the text box. He says, Kennedy should just commit to Tennessee and get Vol Nation on his side, and that would get the ball rolling. I guess technically he cannot commit to Tennessee, but he could say, I'm cutting out Auburn. I want to go to Tennessee specifically, because I think Tennessee fans and Auburn fans alike are probably lukewarm looking at this situation, saying, well, if we fight for you, if we really, really get behind you, what if you just go to Auburn, you know, from Tennessee fans? But if he goes straight with one school, then you got, and specifically, I mean, Tennessee fans, we all know folks are ruthless out here in these streets.
That is true.
You get Tennessee fans on your side, they can make stuff happen. But
the thing with that, for every Tennessee fan that you have on your side, there's an Alabama fan against you.
True.
And as we know, those toothless, you know whats, they're ruthless as well.
They are pretty ruthless.
Like Harvey Updike, we don't want Harvey Updike involved in this situation.
You're gonna come poison.
You gotta be really ruthless to poison a tree, and then call into a sports radio talk show and snitch on yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. You gotta be ruthless. Brandon Kennedy needs to come out, just like Maurice Smith. Remember, Maurice Smith was locked out of the weight room. His locker was clean.
Thrown in the trash.
They threw his stuff away. Like, he needs to be a victim. Brandon Kennedy needs to tell a story about how Nick Saban told him that he didn't like puppies or something. Like, he has to paint Nick Saban as a monster. This is the only way this is going to work. Brandon Kennedy's family needs to have a meeting with Nick Saban and need to go public. There's no other way to handle this. Nick Saban is going to sit back and just hide behind the SEC rule. And Greg Sankey's not going to do anything unless they create some dust, just like Maurice Smith. So hopefully this happens, because Tennessee can get a really good player that can fit what Tennessee wants to do. But until then, they'll just be waiting. But Saban, once again, very hypocritical. trying to pretend like he's looking. What he's doing, looking out for Florida State? Is he looking out for Georgia? Is he looking out for Oklahoma, Clemson? He's looking out for everybody else now? Bro, you should have anything to complain about with the college football playoff. You got in, and you didn't even win your conference. After saying you should win your conference to be able to participate in the playoff. What do you think? Why would you even say that?
Like, Alabama had themselves in a position where people were arguing whether Central Florida should get in the playoff over Alabama. That's the position you put yourself in. And now he's complaining about the playoff.
Mick.
Come on, dude.
You said that a team should not be in the playoff unless they win their conference. You didn't win your conference. You go to the playoff, and you win the championship. But now you complain about something else with the playoff? Man, shut up. Seriously. Like, seriously, man. Come on. You just look silly. 865-255-03. Admiral Schofield is back. Tanner Antinui is going to anybody turn some heads.
In what way?
He might turn some heads. He is better than what people think. What people expect. Now, he lost a lot of weight because he got sick.
That's what I was going to bring
up. And he is about 10 pounds away from the weight they want him at, around 285 coming in. It's not going to be hard for him to gain weight. There's too much food, too many protein shakes, too many weights. He's going to gain that weight.
The disadvantage is that, and Tanner Antinui mentioned this, is that, yes, he can easily gain that weight back, as you're saying, but he wanted to reach a certain goal and be at 285, but because he lost, I believe, 24 pounds,
that's it.
And he's just now getting back to 275, so he's back to where he was, but he didn't really get that improvement that he wanted to enter with, which is unfortunate.
I have a theory of why Tanner Antinui may be a really, really good player really early.
So no wonder why he's still at Tennessee after what happened with Mr. Cade Mace.
I may have a theory here, and I'll share it with you. And you can tell me I'm wrong or tell me I'm stupid if you want to. But at least hear me out. After the break, I'll give you my theory. It's my event.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town like a small town.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Ben, so my daughter.
Such a great song.
My daughter's birthday is today, okay? She's 10.
Happy birthday.
And the music you're playing today, it needs to be for her, like, her birthday party.
This is where I'm trying to get everybody ready.
No, man.
I'm trying to pump everybody up.
Not everybody cares about my daughter's birthday.
I do.
This reminds me of the music that we would play at my daughter's birthday party. All her little friends in the fourth grade come over, and this will be the music playing on the speaker.
I'm trying to prepare you.
This reminds me of, if I'm remembering correctly, I was a much younger person then, but this was the pregame song at Lady Vols games for a long, long time.
It still is.
Is it still?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they changed it up.
No, that's still the same song right before tip-off. That's because then all the Lady Vol fans start clapping.
Yeah, everyone claps, and you still stand up until you score the first basket.
Yep, they still do that.
I haven't been to as many games lately, and I haven't been paying attention to it either when I go. But because when I go, I cannot be a fan and stand up and stuff. So, different experience. But, yeah, that's what that reminds me of for sure. Winning basketball.
Tanner Antonelli, I'm only mentioning this one time. I'm not going to spend much time on it. We know about the video with Cade Mays and what he said and all that good stuff, all right? If Jeremy Pruitt wanted to, he could have dropped Tanner off that alone. Based on what we know now, Pruitt is not going to just bring in guys from Middle Tennessee just because it looks good.
Uh-uh.
But I will say, Innsworth, they have some talent in that program 2020 and beyond. And so you might want to be careful. Next year's high school talent, especially on the offensive line, will be one of the best in the country. The state of Tennessee, with the offensive linemen in this state, is going to be one of the best in the country. Brian Tucker from Catholic just got an offer from Ohio State and Georgia yesterday. Tennessee's in-state offensive lineman will be one of the best in the country. And there's a few guys there in his work. So you got to be careful, too, if you're Jeremy Pruitt. But Tanner had some baggage that if Pruitt really wanted to, you could have cut ties. But you didn't. Tanner must be pretty good then. He must be pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Yeah. How much do you take into consideration, though, that you need bodies for that last class? It's a new class. You don't have as much time to catch up. I mean, we even saw Pruitt's staff go after the big fish, and because there wasn't enough time, he wasn't able to reel those big fish in. So how much of it is he's maybe in a normal year he's not a take, but considering the situation we're in, we're going to take him.
I think the last three staffs would take Tanner Antinui. I think Coach Fulmer would take Tanner Antinui. Okay. Coach Fulmer has taken guys like that, the Ramon Fosters of the world, taking them, developed them into a dang good offensive lineman. Tanner played like tight end at one point. He's very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take a dude like Will Friend, who I don't know if people is paying attention. Will Friend is pretty dang good. Look what he's done with the offensive line in a short 4 weeks. Tanner reminds me a lot of a Chance Hall, where he has the measurables as a three-star, and if he stays healthy, he can develop into a really dang good offensive lineman for you. And I think that's why they look at Tanner Antinui. We talk about three-stars having that one measurable that's very, very important, where Tanner's is athleticism. That's his. Mm-hmm. He is a three-star, but he's super athletic because he used to play tight end. He can move. We can always put weight on you. We can always make you stronger. We can't make every offensive lineman move. We can't make an offensive lineman athletic. You either have it or you don't. And so Tanner has that measurable about him, that intangible about him that's very intriguing for Tennessee and Jermaine Pruitt, even with the small little baggage there. That is why I think that he's going to be a pretty good player for us. Now, he has to gain that weight back, which shouldn't be hard at all.
You said he lost 24 pounds and is down to 270.
He got all the way down to 250-something, and then he had a
– yeah, because he's listed on 247 as 273, and I was like, he was up around 300, but he wasn't
at 273, went down to 250. He said he had ulcers in his esophagus, and he was not able to eat or swallow. Well, he wasn't able to eat or drink because it hurt him so much to swallow.
Yeah, that's what it says.
For 12 straight days.
Ooh, that's terrible.
Yeah, they wanted him at 285, 290 coming in. They wanted him at that weight. Well, he was 270 then. I mean, they're not – 247, he already signed. They're not about to call him up after he signed and say, hey, man, did you grow any? Are you 6'5 still or 6'4 or did you gain the weight? Those numbers probably not going to move anywhere until he get to school. But he lost that weight, and now he has to get back not only to his weight before he signed, but he has to gain the extra 10 or 15 pounds of weight that they want him at when he comes here to Tennessee. So he has a lot of ground to make up, but that's not a that shouldn't be a problem to gain weight as a lineman. That's no problem at all, especially with technology these days and all the resources. That shouldn't be a problem. But yes, he got sick, and I'm telling you, I think he's going to be a good player.
I mean,
for us.
It's definitely advantageous for that Tennessee offensive line for this season. I've said it a million times that if Tennessee is going to win 6 or 7 games, it will be because the offensive line has a season better than people are expecting. And Tanner Antinui slotting in to, I think it would be the right tackle spot if he played early. Because I guess it depends on Chance Hall's health. Because I guess if Chance Hall is healthy, I would have Trey Smith at left tackle, Drew Richmond at left guard, and then Chance Hall at right tackle. So maybe there isn't a spot right away. But as we've seen with Chance Hall, he has a hard time staying healthy. You never know what may happen. Maybe Trey Smith gets banged up. Hopefully he's a guy that can step in right away and provide some good depth.
I'm going to say something that's really that maybe sound weird to you. I think Tanner can contribute without playing the game, because if he is pushing folks in practice, if he is pushing folks where he comes in and he has to gain the weight and he looks the same as maybe or close to a guy that's been there 2 or 3 years, but he's just not good enough to start over, but he's pushing them to
like
make
like a Marcus Tatum.
Yes, he's pushing them. That's him making a contribution, yes, and helping the guy in front of him improve without even playing a game.
Correct.
That's something that people don't understand. They only think you can only help a team if you're in the game playing, if you're being seen on Saturdays. I'm sorry, sometimes that's not the case at all. So I think he can come in and at least push some would-be starters for them to look behind their back going, man, I better really get it together. I better work every single day because this true freshman is going to come in and take my spot. Yeah. And that's what happened with our receivers in 2003 and 4 when Meacham and myself and Brett Smith came in. We didn't come in and just start automatically, but what we did was we pushed the other receivers to look behind their back because they knew that Tennessee went out and got three All-Americans.
Right.
And, yeah, we played. We didn't take their spot immediately. When it was our time, we took over and didn't look back. But what we did was push the other receivers in practice, and as a group, we improved. That's what I think will happen with Tanner Antinui coming in and some of these other freshman offensive linemen. I don't know if what's the lineman from Gibbs? I'm looking at
Ollie Lane.
Lane. I'm not sure if he's going to start right now, but he was here during the spring, and they're working the toughness inside of his body, and he may push them, folks, and that's going to help this offensive line.
I mean, you have Jameer Johnson coming in as well. You mention all the time that kind of going from your junior year to your senior year, it's just like a flip switches, and you realize, oh, I don't have a lot of time left. I better get going. That's a big motivator, knowing that it's your last season. You only have 12 more games. You only have 7 more in Neyland Stadium. And if you want to reach the NFL, like this is your money year. I think the biggest motivator is having somebody come in behind you that could potentially take your job. Because you can – the flip can switch from being a junior to a senior. But if you don't have somebody behind you that's going to push you, you may stall out. Versus where if you're Marcus Tatum and you're battling for that starting spot or even that number two spot on the depth chart, and then you have a freshman like Tanner Antinui come in and he's contributing in fall practice, that's the biggest motivator in sports, in my opinion, when you have that top level competition. I saw yesterday Vince Williams, a linebacker for the Steelers, he tweeted that he was thinking yesterday and that he realized that because he goes up against, in his opinion, the best offensive line in football, the best running back in football, that has elevated his play, and that's made him 10 times a better linebacker than as if he was going up against the Browns offensive line or Duke Johnson. No offense to Duke Johnson, but Duke Johnson isn't Le'Veon Bell. So I think competition clearly brings out the best in everybody, and that can only be advantageous for Tennessee's offensive line room.
They need all help they can get. There's no denying that. I mean, the three primary guys that they brought in into this class all kind of have similar size, 6'5", 275, 285. Ollie Lane, the biggest among them. I think all three of those dudes are going to push the competition. I guess Tanner has the most work to do, although I think he has the most potential out of these three guys. We'll see. That offensive line needs every bit of assistance that they can get. If they can come into form, man, it would be very, very good for this team.
865-255-03, 65274, Antinui lost a ton of weight, got down to 251, and needs to jump back up to about 285, 290. And that won't be too hard for Tanner to pull off. Someone on the text box asked if he's going to be a fullback. Absolutely not. He's 6'5". It won't happen.
A giant fullback.
Yeah, it won't be a fullback. It's 6'5", 285. Unless we're on the goal line in a special package. We got Attaboy coming up next.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today, mostly cloudy with a high near 84 and a low around 66. Tomorrow, there is an 80% chance of rain with a high near 81 and a low around 66. Friday, a 70% chance of precipitation with a high in the lower 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation?
A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience to Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
Attaboy is where we highlight the positivity in the world. I'm going to the University of Memphis for my attaboy today. That is right, University of Memphis, because they are to offer free tuition to children, spouses of fallen service members. The University of Memphis will no longer charge tuition to the children of spouses and fallen service members. The school becomes the first to offer the National Folds of Honor Scholarship as a payment in full scholarship. The Memphis Commercial Appeal reported this on Monday on Memorial Day. The university already accepts the scholarship, which provides a $5,000 per year payment to undergrad students under the age of 24 who had a parent severely injured or killed while on active duty. Spouses of any age can also receive it if they have not remarried. Fold of Honor recipients, both those currently enrolled and future students, will no longer need to pay for the rest of their education at the Tennessee school. The average cost of tuition at Memphis is about $9,700 a year, plus room, board fees, and textbooks. Any outstanding fees may also be covered by additional scholarships, said University President David Rudd. Quote, our commitment is to cover any gap that exists as a result to relieve them from that burden. So I am giving my attaboy to University of Memphis. He also says this sacrifice is remarkable and we need to recognize that. University of Memphis to offer free tuition to children, spouses of fallen service members. That's my attaboy for today.
That's awesome. I vividly remember being in fifth grade, I think it was fifth or sixth, and we were living in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and I had one friend. She lost her dad while he was overseas on a deployment, and I remember her coming back to, she missed school for like 2 or 3 weeks, and I remember her coming back, and it just, I remember feeling so bad for her, because I think my dad had either just gotten back from Iraq or he was there at the time, and I just couldn't imagine being in that situation. And then I also had two twins that I was friends with. They lost their dad as well on a deployment, and I just, that's always kind of stuck with me. So for the University of Memphis to do this, I just think it's a beautiful, beautiful, I don't know if gesture is the right word, but a beautiful thing to do, because there are so many families out there who have lost a loved one due to war or anything related to war, and it's just so sad, and it's a hard thing to bounce back from. So it's wonderful to see the University of Memphis trying to set these people who have dealt with such a horrid situation, try to set them up for success.
Yeah, it's great because of the position that having a father or mother pass away in that way, you're losing in that household either half of your entire household income or all of it, depending on the exact setup. And so, you know, you're taking a big hit in terms of the amount of money that you have to work with, and that can be a huge, huge hindrance when it comes to sending kids to college. And so that's very, very cool, the University of Memphis. Love that. I got an attaboy for middle school science teacher Jason Seaman. If you didn't see this yesterday, he's a science teacher in Indiana. And last week, a shooter came into his classroom and was completely unsuccessful in taking any lives because Jason Seaman took down the shooter by himself. He is a former college football player, and he tagged the shooter. I think because the shooter is a minor, is unidentified right now. But he took down the shooter by himself and is being hailed as a hero. He spoke for the first time Monday. And obviously stories like this are coming out too often because there's shooters in too many places. And that's not a good thing. But the fact that people are stepping up with these heroic acts, obviously we talked on this show about James Shaw, who took down the shooter in the Waffle House in Middle Tennessee. People that have courage like that are incredible to me. And so a big attaboy to him. He clearly saved a bunch of lives, Jason Seaman did. So that's my attaboy for today. And you should go watch his speech in front of the media. Dude's just unbelievably humble. Seemed like a very cool guy. So
I love hearing these stories with everything going on, and there's so much negativity going on in the world. It feels like there's a different school shooting every single day. I love hearing of these, what start as tragic situation end up being a beautiful story. So I love hearing those.
Yep. Just gotta stop. Let's stop having shootings in the first place.
That would be nice.
That's the goal.
Admiral Schofield is returning to Tennessee after testing the NBA draft. We'll talk Admiral Schofield coming up at hour number two. Also taking your phone calls at 865-255-03 SEC Spring Meetings. And that is going on. A lot of topics to discuss. It seems like every year people are bringing up alcohol sales, and Gary Sankey is not moving off that at all. But we'll discuss SEC Spring Meetings after the break in hour two. We start hour two with Touchdown Turnover. Be right back.